Waking up late with Dougie. 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 Waking up. Someone funny again. That's why I'm waking up late with Dougie. 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 So, Wake Up Late with Dougie Show, starring Dougie Almeida, from Danger Studios in Carl Springs, Florida. Now, here's Dougie Almeida.
Good day and welcome to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. I'm Dougie Almeida, and I'm joined here in the studios, back from his rehab, Mr. Peter Leonard.
Well, how's everybody today, man?
You know, you have you seem to be a magnet to accidents. Like, I don't know if I want to be in a car with you.
You know, Doug, it's, and I can talk about this because my attorney gave me the clearance because we did get the official police report from the Lighthouse
Police Department.
Police Department. Let me ask you a question. You're very good in math. You know, you handle millions and millions of dollars for many investors across the world. If I told you somebody was born in October of 1928, how old would that make them?
Wow. All right. Well, it's 90.
That's what?
I mean, 28 to 2008 28 to 2008 is 90.
No, it's not. It's 80, but now add another 9 years. She's 89 years. She's going to be 90 years old in October and almost didn't make it to 90 years old.
Right.
In October. And still, I hate to say this, I feel terrible for this woman, you know, who, you know, made a U-turn in front of my fucking car.
She made a U-turn?
She made a U-turn, failed to yield right away, you know, in the pouring rain, and I was through the intersection already. I mean, if I tell you that I didn't even have time to brake, I could, you know?
Yeah, that's what I wondered. I put on there, like you said, you got hit, and it looks like you hit somebody, but...
Well, I thought that I was... The way I was hit, the... Listen, thank God I was in the car I was in. All three airbags blew. You saw my face, man. The left side of my face, I was... had a bad cut on my... across my cheek, I had a black eye, my burns on my throat,
right,
and the seatbelt dug into my neck and my chest. I was marred for a week, and I was, in addition to some other stuff, you know, obviously, but
can't get a boner anymore. That's always what you want to do.
Yeah,
you know, because that's
unfortunately,
like,
I know all about that.
Yeah,
with my Viagra usage.
It's the first thing, you know. You tell the attorney when you have an accident. You know, it's the hottest thing there, Mr.
Leonard.
Glassberg.
Well, how do you know that?
Can't get a boner.
Yeah, and how do you know that, Mr. Leonard? You don't have a wife. You have no girlfriend.
Yeah, no one will.
Did your hand
it.
Tell you? You know, you know, you can't.
Maybe you just got a bad imagination or need better internet.
Right. Exactly. So, whatever.
Well,
I'm trying to get over this third, you know, three's a charm, man. I thought, and, you know, death was always an option.
Right.
You know? It was just really scary, man.
Yeah, dude.
It's just fucking scary.
So you were driving down the road, and this woman just thought for some reason she can make a U-turn.
Yeah.
You know, I remember, like, it was the funniest thing. My wife and I were in the car.
Hysterical.
And when my mother and dad were still alive, my mother used to drive like a Dodge or Chrysler, like a Concorde or something, like a big blue car.
Mm-hmm.
And we were concerned because she pulled out somewhere and a motorcycle hit her. Guy in a motorcycle, he went flying. You know, of course. You know, and my mother's like 4'11", sitting in that car, and God bless my father with the Parkinson's. I don't know if he had Parkinson's, just scared as shit to being in the car with her.
Right.
You know.
So what happened to the...
Well, I don't remember. The motorcycle guy was messed up, but then, you know, she was fault with the accident, but she still drives.
Right.
You know, so one day my wife and I were like, this is an issue, but you can't press mom for not driving, you know, because then where was everybody else? Well, is anybody else going to take her to the store every day? My mother seemed to think, you know, it was amazing. I used to, once I finally took over stuff.
Yeah.
I would see the stuff coming through. She would go to Walgreens every day and buy like creams, olive oil, you know, oil of Olay, mascara.
Thing. Right.
I mean, you would go. Then that's when I said, I got to take. Now I go to the house. You go in the bathroom. There's 5, 6, 7 pencils of this makeup. And I'm like, whoa, you know,
she
five jars of shampoo. My dad was partly bald.
Well, maybe she was going down to the flea market on a weekend.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't give her, you know what I mean? And then we do, I remember we opened up the closet door, and she had, this is after my father had passed, she actually had about 10 bottles of two-liter bottles of soda. Huh. Like in the closet, like seven or eight, a shitload. You know, it looked like a torpedo, you know, like a torpedo bay for a submarine. All these 2 liter bottles. I'm like, what the geez? You know, maybe we can hold. We don't have to buy soda for the next 2 years.
Right.
So, yeah, you know, that kind of
probably go flat.
So we're sitting there one day, and I recognize that big blue Concorde, that car. I recognize it, and my wife's with me. And I go, oh my God, there's my mom, and she's driving. All you could barely see the top of her head.
Uh huh.
Going down Atlantic Boulevard, heading east, you know, it's like towards Pompano, and like going over the intersection, like, you know, and the car is, you know, it's like Dukes of Hazzard.
Oh, my God.
And my poor dad sitting in the passenger side looks scared to death.
His head hitting the ceiling.
Yeah.
The roof of the car.
I mean, and you know, so it was like, and then we were trying to figure out how to do it, and ultimately my mother leaving the condo when my dad was still alive, my mother leaving the condo. Backs up into a cop car that's there looking at something.
Oh, Jesus. I'm like, it was time to stop driving.
I think so. My buddy, who's a you know an attorney and like does tickets and stuff, Mike Samara. If you guys ever need a ticket person,
call 1-800-SAMARA.
Which, by the way, I'm going to bring up something. We talk about automation and things.
Yeah.
It's called Ticked. Mm-hmm. It's something called Ticked. It's a
that's
online
new.
Business Ticked where you just basically pay $150. Uh-huh. And you just get rid of your ticket. Even if the ticket charged $200, the company eats the difference, and you just pay the $150.
Wow.
It's like they don't, whatever the outcome is, you just pay a fee and send them the ticket.
I
so
love that.
That guy from the ticket clinic, the guy's been around forever. They call him the godfather of
Mark Gold.
Mark Gold mm-hmm. from the ticket clinic.
Yeah.
He legally tried to keep them from, you know, shut down their business, cease and desist and everything.
Really? Yeah.
Then he went after the attorneys that were working with this company,
yeah.
saying, hey, you know, if you continue to do this, so a lot of people pulled out, but I'm sure you can find an attorney to take a spot. It's like a comic. You know, if somebody's off the show, it won't be hard to find another comic.
They grab these guys right out of law school. You know what I mean? They pay them
yeah.
a flat amount of money every time they take a ticket to the...
Right.
To the I know Mark Gold. He's a great guy. And he's made $1 billion.
Right.
And you've no clue that in L.A. alone, you know what a fucking a ticket in L.A. costs, a speeding ticket? It's $150 here.
Right.
It's $650 for a speeder.
Right.
So he basically charges a percentage of it. So here he only charges $99. There he charges $299.
Right.
Dude, the guy is making $1 billion.
Yeah. Well, my buddy's in that business, Mike Samara, Samara and Associates, if you ever want to. Him and his wife, and they do criminal, but DUI and stuff big is a big thing for those guys. But, you know, so at any rate, my buddy writes a letter, and we made it official, but I had to show that to Mom. You're officially your license. They're pulling your license.
Wow.
So that's how he kept Mom from driving and potentially killing people out there and doing what kind of happened to you, an old lady just making a U-turn. What kind of car was it?
Crushed.
Yeah, it's a new model.
Yeah. You know what? I could look at the police report. Let me see.
Say it was a big car?
Not anymore.
I know.
No, it was not. And you know what? And I always
thank God it wasn't one like in the old days when like my mom used to drive these old ladies drive those big Cadillacs.
She would have been, well for her it would have been better off. For me it would have been a disaster. A Lincoln MKZ.
So you just kind of smashed into the side front corner. Was she making the U-turn?
Yeah, she was making the U-turn, and I guess I crushed the passenger right side. You know.
I wonder if she had her seatbelt on. The old lady
broke her pelvis.
She broke her pelvis?
Yeah, which could be fatal at this point.
Yeah.
She'll never, forget about walking again, she'll never drive, which is a good thing.
Yeah, well, that's good.
But I don't want her not to walk again.
Well,
she'll have a walker, but she probably had a walker.
Yeah.
You know, already. She should have used her walker in the car.
Yeah, well, that's just tragic.
Yeah, it's not tragic.
You know, I hate when things happen. On certain things, like I'm flying out today at 4.
Yeah.
I'm flying out.
And this weather and the thunderstorms?
Yeah. Well,
and all this. Did you see the thing yesterday? What was that day? You see all those
people? You're going to put me in a better mood now?
Did you see the people with the
turbulence?
Turbulence who got hurt. 25 people went to the hospital.
Well, dude.
Phantom turbulence came out of nowhere.
Oh, see, that's what I'm trying to tell you. I'm flying today.
I know. Oh, and, you are?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't hear you mention that.
I'm flying today, and I opened my Google News, and that's one of the that's a show there. It says like three babies had their spines broken on an international flight to Thailand. Well, thank God I'm not going to Thailand.
Right.
But yeah, and you know, that's nothing where I'm a bit nervous. I've been dealing with it better since I'm flying more.
Yeah.
You know, even when it does get a loopy, I'm like, ah, whatever. It's only turbulence. As long as I'm buckled in. The people that get fucked up on turbulence are the ones that are walking around, you know, just stretching their legs in the middle of, you know, flight. And I if I don't have to get up, if I have to pee, I have to pee. Even then, I'm like...
In your seat. Go ahead.
Yeah. Even then, right. I'm like, you know, let's get this done. And I'm still amazed at people on two-hour flights that have to get up at least two or three times to piss.
Well, it depends what you, you know.
I mean, if these people have issues, of course, you know, they got to piss, you got to piss.
Listen, it depends how much they drink on the plane.
Right.
You're carrying a big water bottle. You know, these chicks especially, they come in with these... The sweatbands, and they get on with this leisure suit, and their workout outfit, and they've got the big bottle of whatever the fuck.
Yeah, like my
drinking.
Wife carries that big metal
Does
bottle
she?
Around now.
Jesus,
it's great with that water because
it's
like
obnoxious.
Metal. So she puts ice in it, and you drink from it. It's like drinking from an iceberg. And no, it's incredibly, you know.
But you know what? You're not supposed to drink cold water like that.
It's supposed to be room temperature, right? So it's easier to break down.
Ricky Williams, this fucking guy, he would have them stack water on the sideline, no ice. And they
right.
Say, I want that. I want it warm. Want that,
right.
You know, because you get thirst, you lose your thirst faster because your body's not working to make that water. You are your 98 degree body
right.
temperature. That's when
that's what I heard. If you drink the water's too cold, your body has to go through a process of normalizing it.
Correct.
Which takes energy.
Yep. And then exactly. And if you're playing, you know, football, I think you're using enough energy, don't you?
Well, I would think.
God
unless,
damn it.
Unless you're the center.
Yeah.
What's the laziest position? Like, what would you say the laziest position on a football field is? Would it be the center?
Punter.
Punter,
just kicker,
one, two, three.
Holder. No, the holder.
The holder.
The holder.
But the holder's never just a holder. It's
Why,
usually a backup quarterback, somebody with good hands that can catch the snap. But, you know, you're right. Either the punter or the kicker. You're right. The kicker. One, two, kick. That's it. You know,
don't
the punter,
do.
The punter can get hit a lot, so he's got to get kept from, you know.
Right.
There, get down.
I've got a co-host today. Our co-host today, Elgin David, couldn't make it. He sent his sister, his brother.
Yeah, Elgin's in L.A., by the way.
Yeah, where is Elgin?
All right, so you were just trying to scare me with all that talk.
What
right,
talk?
About the turbulence and shit.
Dude, do you have any idea what the traffic report is? I mean, the weather report is today?
No. I mean, it was pouring rain when I got here.
Well, this is nothing. We're getting, like, major thunderstorms and everything else this afternoon.
Really?
So, yes, sir.
Oh, my God.
Now, let me find out what this woman was driving.
Well, you've been taking like 20 minutes.
She was driving a Mazda unknown model because it was crushed. Yeah, it says UNK, which is unknown. A two-door, 2002 vehicle. So how old is that car? 15 years old? Not anymore. So Rhoda, I'm sorry, honey. I hope you're feeling better. I'm not. I start physical therapy today and... I started, and you really suck.
Yeah, well, that's it, dude. I'm telling you, you got bad luck. You know, it's just horrible to have to be in that situation.
Yeah,
again, and again, you already. Here's the thing: you've already been, you know, being just coming from another accident, and you know,
April 2015, just 2 years ago, and going to court in July. Now this will be fucked up because when you know they're going to say when after I go to court with this broad who just hit me. They're going to claim pre-existing conditions on all this shit.
Right.
But, you know, she just exacerbated and sending me back to physical therapies, back for more injections, back for all this shit. It's not like...
Well, you're lucky she wasn't driving a Cadillac or a big-ass Buick.
Or a mail truck.
Yeah. Well, actually, you would wish it was a Walmart truck. And they could sue the shit out of them. You know, anytime, you know, if somebody hits you, an old lady, what are you going to do? It's just insurance.
Right.
But you didn't go to the hospital. So if you don't go to the hospital...
Who didn't go to the hospital?
Well, I mean, oh, you did, but I mean, you went to the hospital, okay, so, but you
I
can't.
I was transported on a board with my fucking head in a brace and everything else because I just had 7 fusions.
Well, so that means you're going to get at least a $25,000 amount unless
really
you get surgery or something. That's generally the way it works. Unless, you know, if you get hurt and stuff, it's,
oh,
A, that's the best part.
So.
You go to the hospital. But unless you get surgery or some sort of, you know, other,
Gotta
you know.
Get my finger taken off?
Yeah.
I don't need my
unless you
finger.
Do that, then you're there's a certain bracket that you can only get.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the problem is then the attorneys get their fee, and then you got to pay all those expenses of the physical therapy that they send you to.
No. Then that's all. That's
their insurance.
It's above and beyond, man. Fucking
right.
bullshit. You know.
Right.
You hit that. That's craziness.
All right. Well, that's a problem driving in South Florida, all these old people.
You know what? And it's funny because the cop said to me, it's either the young kids or the old people.
Right.
Very little in between.
Right. Well, you know, that's the whole thing. New kids that are bad drivers, inexperienced, and old people that have inabilities, right?
Zipping through like assholes. You see them on 95. These fucking 19-year-old kids who get their first car.
Yeah, reckless drivers. I'm part of the, you know, I get emails. I'm kept in the loop with the Jimmy Kimmel show since I had been on it in a segment. And I wasn't, you know, I was on it, and then it, the technology threw me off. Like there's like 10, like six of us supposed to be on there, and three of us got lost on the connection.
That's terrible.
And they have a new skit they're going to be doing. I can't talk about it now, obviously, and put it on the air. But
you have to sign a disclaimer.
No, but the idea is I got to come up with some ideas where, you know, stories like it's going to be where I'm, you know, it's going to be me, and they're going to use my name. You know, my full name here, you know, it's kind of, again, I want to give it away.
Okay, no, don't.
But
don't.
They, you know, it's like
diet tips. Gail
no, but yeah, but I have to share certain stories.
Yeah, I like
things
that,
not long ago stories, but I have to basically think of a story like something that recently happened. You know what I mean? You know, like I went to Publix, and you know. And I went to get my sandwich, my main sandwich, and they gave me the wrong bread, but it was better than the one I normally order.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, I'm never going to order that other bread again.
Now, what did you get? The 7 grade?
I don't know. I'm just making that story up.
Oh.
But I'm just saying, you know what I mean? Like, you know, or, you know, I went to Target, and I was so excited because I fit in the XL. I said, oh, maybe I'll try the XL on, and it fit. And I'm like, wow, I don't know. Now I'm thinking maybe the tag was wrong.
Right.
You know, maybe it says XL on it, but really, you know, somebody messed up and put the wrong tag on it.
Came home and threw out your old clothes.
Yeah, I'm like, hey, look at me.
Yeah, you do look a lot thinner,
dude. I've, you know,
took your mustache off.
I'm working on it. Portion, like I drink here and there. I don't drink, you know, I'm not stopped drinking. But
I know you drink here at the house. You drink there at the club.
I drink here and there.
Write that down.
Yeah, I did.
I drink here and there. I drink here and there. Drink here at the house. And there at the club. You're welcome.
You're welcome.
There's another.
Thank you so much. All right. Anyway, by the way, speaking of that, don't forget Wise Guys Comedy Show tomorrow night at Tavolino's. Dan Long's your host, co-featured by Talia Brahms and Chris Z.
Wow. Just go just to see her tits.
And
really, right?
Well, listen. again, I'm not a boob man. I'm more of a leg guy.
She's got both. She has both.
I think so. And I have our headliner, Daryl Rhodes, very funny musical comic.
Sure he is.
Musician, and actually wrote some songs. He was in the movie. How was that movie? Heat of the Night? No. I don't remember.
Was he in a movie?
He plays the drums in the opening part of a movie.
You're kidding me.
With that one chick. And
what a talented guy.
What's his name? The guy who was in Valley Girl,
Frank
Faces.
Zappa.
You know, Faces. God, why am I blanking on his name?
John Travolta.
No, but he was in a movie with him,
right,
with Faces. The guy who was in National Treasure.
My Friend Flicka.
Yeah. Thanks for your National help.
Elizabeth Taylor.
You hit your head, really, Elizabeth in that Taylor. Last accent. Well, look at me.
Dude, first of all, you hear how nasal I am?
Yeah.
You know, I did, I think, fuck up my nose, which already had a deviated septum, but I've been, you know, thank you very much for coming to my house, by the way.
Yeah.
And you were one of my only visitors. I don't want to start crying, you motherfuckers who didn't come to see me.
Well, you know.
But, and he wanted to smoke a joint. That was really why he came.
Well,
but you took me out. We went out for lunch, which I paid for, by the way.
You said you wanted to buy me lunch, so it's not like I sat there.
That's the only reason you came.
I had no idea he was paying for it until we really got there.
Oh, please. I begged you. I said, listen, please come over.
You said, I'm so lonely. No, you said, I'll buy you lunch. And we said, all right, let's go. And then you took me to Habit Burger.
Yeah, what'd you think of that?
It's good, you know. What I thought about Habit Burger was great. The staff was incredibly friendly and helpful.
Extremely.
Can make the hamburger taste even better.
Yes.
Right? I mean, if you get really good service somewhere, you know, the food tastes a little better. But if the opposite occurs, if there's good food and the service sucks, the food kind of tastes a little...
No question.
You're like, you know, too bad. I'm not going to come back and eat this again.
Right.
Anyway. This is the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. I'm here with Peter Leonard.
Hey, thank God.
That's right.
Yeah, kidding, man.
Some geriatric woman tried to take his lights out.
Listen, the only times I've missed this show, and I thought about this the other day, were when I was out on IR, man, injured reserve.
Right.
The 3 months with my neck in a brace from the fucking neck surgery, you know, 2.5 years ago. Was out for 2 weeks when I had my shoulder sliced open with the third stage melanoma.
Right.
And then last week with this thing.
Right. Yeah.
That's it. I don't take a vacation. I never tell you, hey, I'm, you know what? I feel like going out to the beach. I feel like going out to dinner with some chick. Yeah. It's always, no, Dougie, I'm going to be there.
Right? Exactly. Mr. Reliable.
There you go.
You like the...
By the way, it's my last show. I did tell you.
You're like the Cal Ripken of podcast.
With more hair.
Yeah.
Better hair.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, we'll be back with What You Need to Know.
Uh-oh.
There wasn't that much news today. There wasn't much you needed to know today.
Grab a pen.
Yeah, but there's some stories I thought were interesting. Okay. We'll be back with that right after this.
Hey, it's Peter Leonard. You can join me every Wednesday morning as I co-host on the Wake Up Late with Dougie show.
Yeah, welcome back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Tuesday afternoon here in the studios, Coral Springs. Peter was getting me all nervous about my upcoming flight, but I checked the Doppler radar and realized some up in the northern area of Florida, we got some severe thunderstorms passing through. But the ride looks pretty decent and clean. Maybe I won't have that much turbulence, or hopefully not this phantom turbulence, which is kind of like phantom nerve pain. Back when I had my back surgery, I had that sciatica pain. I had the surgery, and even after that, I still felt that pain, and surgeon goes, oh, no, that's just what they call phantom pain. Well, what the hell's that? Maybe I have to pay you off with a phantom bill, with a phantom check.
Yeah.
And it basically, when your nerve is pinched so long that even that when they remove the obstruction,
yeah,
that the nerve is still basically still feel like, in other words, it's still feeling it, sending the signal that it's being pinched.
Well,
it takes about a couple of weeks until it realizes that, hey, we're okay down there.
You know what happens when you lose a limb, when you lose a foot.
Right, you still feel it's there.
There's a phantom pain. There's a phantom feeling. You still, as you said, the nerve endings still are sending a message to your brain that, yes, there's something there. So if you have lost your left hand, please don't try to pick up a glass.
Yeah.
Of water and drink it.
Well, you won't spill it. You just won't be able to even grab it.
Well, you can knock it off the table and cut it and then drop it on the floor, breaks and cut your foot.
Yeah.
Not good.
You know, here's what you need to know
about.
Again, you know, there wasn't, you know, of course we got, you know, we got every day I look at the news, the first two stories are a picture of Trump. And it's basically the liberal media with their stories, and then the conservative media with their stories about him.
Yeah,
and of course North Korea is a big everything's going on there. So they're going to try a nuclear. They're going to detonate a nuclear bomb. They're going to test it.
I hope so.
And that would be a funny time for the United States to just drop one on them and go, "Hey, you guys said you were testing it. Looks like it worked."
Right.
but let's go to something on the musical end since you're here,
sure.
Peter. You know, the Eagles, the band, the Eagles.
Right.
Could you say it was probably one of the most successful bands in history?
Yes, of course.
The Eagles sue Hotel California. The Eagles have filed a lawsuit accusing the owners of a Mexico hotel of using the name Hotel California.
You're kidding me.
Hey, man, that's where we are. We're in California. No, man, you're in Mexico. Oh, well, it's close enough.
In a complaint filed late Monday, the Eagles said owners of the 11-room Todos Santos Hotel in Baja California actively encourage guests to believe the hotel is associated with the band in order to sell T-shirts and other merchandise and make guests feel welcome.
I bet they have, like, their albums and stuff up on the walls and shit, yeah. And a guitar.
They call it Hotel California.
Well, listen.
That one about the music? Yeah, it is.
I don't blame them for that. But listen, if you're a fan of the Eagles, hopefully you're at least 40 or 50 years old. You might have a fucking brain in your head and figure out that it's a scam. You know, that's like, hey, let's go to...
Well, they're still milking it. they allegedly include piping in the music from Hotel California.
Of course.
And other Eagles songs throughout the hotel sound system and selling T-shirts and that refer to the hotel as legendary, quote, end quote, resulting in apparent confusion among many guests who, unlike you're saying, should be in the know.
Right. Now, they should be in the nut house if they think that the, you know, listen, just because the sheets are signed by Don Henley doesn't mean anything.
The Eagles also noted that the defendant, Hotel California Baja LLC, has applied with the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office to register the Hotel California name.
Really? They also just opened up a new hotel called Yellow Submarine Hotel.
Yeah. That's right.
They're waiting for the shoe to drop over there, too. Yeah. What are they doing tomorrow night? I don't know, Ringo. What do you think?
Yeah.
I don't know, Paul.
Yeah.
Ask John and George. We can't.
Peace and love. Defendant lead U.S. consumer to believe that Todos Santos is associated with the Eagle song. Well, neither the hotel nor the lawyer who filed its trademark application immediately responded on Tuesday to requests for comment. It was opened. Now, the Todos Santos Hotel was named Hotel California when it was opened in 1950.
Wow. Oh, now, first of all, interesting. They were there first, but then they should sue the Eagles
for that.
The
they should get song rights.
Fucking name.
Maybe that's maybe this. Hotel. Maybe this is the attorney setting up. This is a play.
There you go.
Where you set this up. Say, okay, here's where we're gonna go. But if we get a win, then we could say, you know what, you guys copied us.
Right.
And they should get a
counter suit.
They should get all the Eagles members like Photoshop them hanging out at the hotel one time. You guys are here in 1952. When? How old these guys? No, probably 1960s.
Yeah,
when were the Eagles big? In the late 60s?
70s
was the big, but they were playing since the late 60s. Right?
Not really. No, because Timmy Schmidt was still in Poco, and
back then, what's his name? The guitar player,
right? He wasn't
John Walsh.
Steve Walsh.
Steve Walsh,
the quarterback. Then he went to play for the 49ers. You're talking Joe Walsh. Walsh, right?
I had a buddy and played soccer in high school. He went to St. Thomas, and his name was Joe Walsh.
Oh, that's so
funny.
I said,
dude, man, that's a great name.
They call him Rocky Mountain Way.
Man. Yeah.
Yeah. That was one of my tunes. That was my tune when I played in the band.
And the title track from the Eagles was back in 1976, the album of the same name, and won a 1977 Grammy.
Yeah. Album of the year.
The record of the year.
Uh-huh.
It's known for its long guitar outro featuring Don Felder and Joe Walsh and complex lyrics sung by Don Henley.
Wow.
That was a nice band there with those guitar players.
You're not kidding.
Interview with CBS News last year, Henley said the song is about a journey from innocence to experience. It's not really about California. It's about America. Well, when California's in the title, unfortunately, your story doesn't hold too much water.
Right.
You know, here again, things you need to know. You know, Peter's talked about this. We've had experiences here in South Florida with these gypsies, these gypsy lovers, we call them.
Are they?
Right. They have this one particular woman in custody. They clubbed. She gave him a massage. They had sex. Then she ripped him off.
Jesus, you're kidding me.
Now, you know, again, we've said this on the show before, Peter, because you've known people like yourself who've fallen for this thing.
Yeah.
You know, we're a hot girl. You're in a club in Miami. Hot girl comes up to you, and next thing you know, you're like, wow, this doesn't happen often.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm a good, handsome guy. It's happened to me a lot, you know.
And then 10 minutes later, your shoes are gone, yeah. Your wallet's gone.
Yeah, never this. But, you know, I've had women hit. I wasn't unheard of. But,
yeah.
You know, but for some people, it is kind of, but, you know, they'll, and I guess now they've learned not to go after the real ugly guy, but they just try to get somebody, you know, easy target, somebody who looks, they're all great. You get back to the place, they slip you a Mickey, and then you wake up the next day and your Rolex is gone. And
if you're lucky.
Yeah.
My buddy Bob Rose, rest in peace, man, wrote Zimmerman, Rose, McGee, Gitlitz, and Gray. You know the Zimmerman Advertising Building in 95? One of the original partners there, Bob Rose, party boy, wild guy.
Is that what that is? That Zimmerman, that big building right off Cypress Creek, whatever it is?
That's AutoNation's ad agency. You know, he's big time. He sold that agency to Omnicom for like $1 billion.
Wow, nice.
Big time. Hmm. So anyway, so fucking Bobby Rose is hanging out at this bar on the beach, man, that he used to go to all the time. Two chicks sidle up to him, start talking to him, blah, blah, blah. Next thing you know, they're back at his apartment. They're mixing the drinks, and nobody hears from him for 2 days. They go to his apartment. He's fucking dead on the floor. They tried to drug him. He wouldn't pass out. They broke an ashtray over his head.
Hmm.
They found that a chick ran the light in Atlanta a year later.
Wow.
And caught her.
Good.
Two girls. They were called the Rolex Bandits.
Yeah, I remember them. It happened again. Man meets pretty woman in a late night on South Beach. They go to his place for drinks. He falls asleep after sex, like we all do.
Yeah.
When he wakes up, tens of thousands of dollars in jewelry and cash are gone. Hmm. And so is the woman. But in this case, the woman is accused of absconding with the goods, was caught a month later after the victim went from the club or went from club to club looking for her.
Wow. And he actually spotted her?
Yeah, can you imagine?
Among those fake tits?
Yeah. I can't tell if it's her. Her name was Yamna Fawad. After Fawad's arrest in Miami, Miami Beach police linked her to a ripoff a year ago, very similar in fashion. That's 21-year-old hottie. Told the judge Monday morning in court that she is a prostitute and she's facing larceny, fake ID, and grand theft charges.
No prostitution charges.
No.
Apparently that's legal.
Why
now.
Bother?
Yeah. You know, she gave the judge a blowjob.
Yeah.
That's what those long robes are for.
Yeah, it was a woman judge, oddly enough.
Well, you know what? She's bi.
And her most recent accuser, a music industry professional who lives in the ritzy apartment complex called the 10 Museum Park off Biscayne Boulevard.
Ooh.
Nice pad in downtown Miami. Claims he is out of a gold Rolex and a rope chain worth more than $26,000.
Huh.
A Valentino handbag for those special nights. And some other items valued around $4,000. Elaine Renee Gallette, 31, said he learned that she was a prostitute. Apparently, that's what she is. But when I took her home that night, I didn't know.
I just thought she liked me.
Yeah.
You know, let me tell you something. He's an idiot, okay? What do? You show off all your jewelry? You bank some, I would lock all that shit up. You're hiring a prostitute. You say, listen, honey, go to the bathroom. Go sit in the bathtub for an hour. Scrub that thing and let me put my jewelry in the safe.
Hmm.
Right? Schmuck.
This guy went searching.
What'd you do when you used to pick up hookers? Did you let them have access to your wallet and stuff?
I was a lot more careful.
Oh.
Although in Costa Rica, I think my college graduation ring was stolen. So when he went searching on a Saturday one night, just outside a club in Washington Avenue and 7th Street, Gallette spotted Fawad. The two began to argue. When police showed up, records check showed that she was wanted by the Miami police. That's a good thing when you're in an argument with a chick. And all of a sudden, the cops show up, and she's the criminal.
I love that. That's great. Should happen to all of them.
He wants his shit back, by the way. Good luck with that.
Yeah. You know? Now, let me ask you this, because you're semi-familiar with the insurance business.
Right.
Not about homeowners insurance, but will your homeowners cover that? When you report that to your homeowners, you call Allstate, listen, I've had a robbery. What was it, a break-in? Was it a robbery? What happened? Are they coming through? You're on the 18th floor on fucking, you know, one Biscayne.
It's going to come in question because you don't know if they're in cahoots with just getting, you know, it's like just saying, hey, I lost my wallet. You got to file a police. Well, if he filed, that's a legal police report when all the other stuff's gone. It should verify it.
Right. Yeah. I don't know that they'd pay you in the cash, though, because you've got to prove that you had, you know, you took the money. Yeah, there's what people who have cash in their apartment don't want people to know that there's cash in their apartment.
Right.
Especially the IRS.
And everybody should have a little bit in case there's a hurricane and the ATMs don't work. You should at least have a couple grand somewhere in the house.
Afternoon, yeah.
Here's an asshole.
Does your wife know where the money is, by the way, in case something goes with the plane today?
No, there's a process we go through, Peter.
Okay.
Here's an asshole out of Edison, New Jersey. Man's backpack stolen as he helped coworker off train tracks. Imagine a guy puts his backpack down
to help rescue
somebody's
some guy.
Fell into the tracks, is about to get killed by a train, and this person just runs away with the backpack.
Well, there could have been something good in it.
Police in New Jersey are looking for a thief who stole the backpack of a man who leaped onto the train tracks to help rescue a coworker. Police say 34-year-old Neil Venavalli was waiting on the Edison train station platform Friday morning when the woman fainted and fell about 6 feet onto the tracks.
See, that's why you should never stand next to the tracks.
Yeah.
In case you faint.
That's right. Police say Venavalli dropped his backpack and jumped onto the tracks to carry the woman safely along with the other two men.
Yeah.
Just seconds before a train arrived. But while he was doing that, someone took his backpack,
Jesus,
which held his laptop, computer, headphones, and a Rolex watch he just got from some hot chicken sandwich.
He's right. I was going to say the same thing, man. And a chain, gold chain.
Yeah, and a gold chain. The woman, Madhuri Richarla, suffered fractured knee and broken ankle and was treated at the hospital. Richarla said she fainted because she didn't have anything to eat or drink that morning because she wanted to make the train station on time. Or she's a setup. Well, I guess you wouldn't fall that far.
No.
Over a fucking laptop. And Alvali said he was glad his coworker is doing well, but he also is disappointed about the theft. Well, who wouldn't be?
Yeah. Call the insurance company and say you leaped onto a, you know, your homeowners carries some of that stuff. If you like, if your car's broken into, you know, your homeowners insurance does.
Right. Even if it's not, it doesn't have to necessarily be in your home.
Right.
I mean, your thing is you got, also, by the way, a little quick note, make sure if you do have stuff like that, take photos of it.
Yes.
And have a, you know.
Hey, can I take photos of your Rolex?
I don't have a Rolex.
Okay.
And while we're talking about things of value, 12 cars people aren't buying anymore.
This woman whose car that I
read, that one,
that Mazda.
No one's going to buy that
2002 Mazda.
Mazda's no longer making it. Yeah, I mean, listen, there are some cars.
My fucking Lincoln, you know, MKZ, no one's going to buy that.
No one's buying that.
Well, Allstate bought it for $5,800.
The number one, the Chrysler 200. Chrysler did a job trying to fix this car up and its lines and everything. Made it look decent, look like some sort of European car. Winning models, blah blah blah. Let's see. The Chrysler has promised it would continue producing the 200 to meet demand in 2017, but that shouldn't take too much. Okay. The Toyota Prius C, which probably means
see ya
later.
Yeah,
ain't sleeping with you and driving that car.
Right.
Hybrids have taken a hit as a segment. Yeah, when gas is so cheap.
Yeah.
All those people that bought those hybrids right at the height of it and the gas prices went down and they paid like an extra $15,000-$20,000. Although a lot of people got tax credits during the Obama years when they bought those type of cars.
Listen, not $15,000 worth of tax credits.
Yeah. Every model in the lineup showed declines. The Prius C took a beating as the smallest one of the bunch in November. Yeah, this is the wimpiest of the, you know, right?
Well, so yeah, they're pretty weird looking. They look like half a car.
Yeah, it looks like a golf cart.
Like a Ford Gremlin. Remember the Gremlin?
Well, that was the MC Gremlin.
AMC,
yeah.
Right.
It looked like a wedge, like a cheese wedge.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Crazy looking car, man.
Piece of shit. Yeah. Number three, the BMW 6 Series.
Jesus.
You know, why are you going to get the 5 or are you going to get the 7?
Right.
Why bother with the 6?
Right.
You know?
It could be between the two.
It says here the 6 Series Coupe was $77,000, the Grand Coupe $79,000, and the convertible was $85,000. I love the BMW. I miss my BMW 5, the M3 package. Oh, that car was the tightest car I've ever driven. Not surprisingly, number four, the Fiat 500L. It's like the Fiat version of the midget, whatever.
Yeah, the Mini.
The Mini.
Uh-huh.
The Cooper. Yeah. One only needs to look at the thing to see its tough to sell quality. I still can't believe people. I've seen people with that, not only that kind of car, but like the most, like a beige, ugly, like tan color.
First of all, you know, the repairs on cars like that, like a Fiat. Who the fuck drives a Fiat, dude?
Right. It's a piece of shit.
No one knows what it is, even.
I can tell you right now, here's a car that you want to drive. You don't want to drive a Fiat.
Right.
A car. You don't want to drive a Saab.
Right.
It's a Saab story when you drive a Saab.
Yeah.
And I would definitely even tell you, except for maybe some of the new models, but the Jaguar.
Nah, it's over for the Jaguar.
The Jaguar, you know, they're pieces of shit.
By the way, I'm not saying it properly. It's Jaguar.
Jaguar.
The Jaguar collection.
Number five.
I used to hate that one.
Number five, the Kia K900, the one that supposedly LeBron James drives around in.
Oh, sure. With the roof cut off? The car's tiny. The guy's, you know, 6'7". How the fuck does he fit in that car? By the way.
It only averages 75 sales a month in the whole country.
Jesus Christ, that's amazing.
Yeah. And number six, the Mercedes B-Class electric drive. Well, again, who the fuck's going to buy an electric car now and gas is like $3, $2.50 a gallon?
Yeah.
The Nissan Juke. Now, I was actually considering buying this as a road car.
Now, what is it?
The Nissan Juke.
I never even saw it.
It's like a crossover kind of little, like a little car kind of.
Really?
Yeah, it's kind of cute. It's something a college kid or.
How much? $20,000
I don't know.
15.
But it's kind of an odd thing, you know. The next car I get, you know, the wife and I, our cars are pretty much paid now. So we're like, you know what? We're going to take the next year or two, since we don't have a car payment.
Enjoy it.
And just sit on that equity. Number eight, the Dodge Dart. Well, yeah.
I had
a Dodge.
It was my first car.
Yeah. I remember the old classic ones, the 70s. You know?
I had a 70, the 71 Dodge Dart Swinger, two-door. It was black, and I put a whip antenna on it. And I had I had a CB, and I used to do 110 miles an hour, man, between Syracuse and Rochester. I went
that car was like a muscle car. I had a buddy of mine, this guy Matt Quinn in high school.
The Mighty Quinn?
Yeah, he had one, and he had it juked up, you know, jacked up the back and everything, and he put a hole in the muffler, make it sound like it was like, you know,
yeah, he thought
louder.
It was a Dodge Charger.
Nine, the Lexus CT.
Huh.
That's my stepdaughter had that car for a little bit, the white one. Looks kind of like a little station wagon.
Right.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, but I tell you, Lexus are definitely
They call it a car teaser.
The Lincoln MKS.
Oh.
Okay. You know, again, I like the new Lincoln Town Car. It's pretty sharp. You know, and you got Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah.
You may want to sit in the back. I don't know. I can't do Matthew McConaughey.
Well, I know. Sometimes you want to sit in the front. Sometimes you just want to put your finger in your nose and make it look like you picked a booger and you roll it in your fingers and it's out the window.
I'm Matthew McConaughey. I can do that.
I can do whatever I want to.
The smart electric drive car.
Yes.
Yeah, those are funny when you see them on the road. You almost want to push them off the road just to be
a smart car.
Number 12, the Honda CRZ.
Ugh.
Yep. And that's it, 12 cars that you won't, you know.
Here's the problem. If you own one of those, well, actually, it's not going to be a problem. There's going to be a ton of parts.
Yeah.
You know, there'll be a lot of parts available.
Well, you can.
And probably cheap because they're not going to need them for any of the new cars that they're going to sell.
And they're going to have to get rid of them. This is the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. I'm here with Peter Leonard.
So long, everybody.
And I'm about to fly out as I hear thunderclouds in the distance. But again, it's...
I hear thunderclouds.
No, I heard something, a little thunder, and I'm getting nervous again. But I'm going to go back to the Doppler radar on the break.
Okay.
I'm going to check it out because I'm nervous about this phantom.
I would fire you. I'd be nervous too. I'd cancel my whole trip.
Don't get me all...
Actually, I'm going to call and get some flight insurance.
All right. We'll be back with Straight from Headlines right after this. Hey, this is Dougie Almeida from the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. Why don't you come out and see a show? You can catch me April 20th and 23rd at the Comedy Catch in Chattanooga, Tennessee. On May 3rd through the 6th, I'll be at the Looney Bin in Little Rock, Arkansas. May 10th through the 13th, I'll be at the Looney Bin in Wichita, Kansas. May 19th, I'll be at the Claremont Performing Arts Center in Claremont, Florida. May 31st at the Mississippi Moon Bar at the Diamond Joe Casino in Dubuque, Iowa. And on June 1st to the 3rd, I'll be at Penguins Comedy Club in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. For more dates, go to DougieAlmeida.com. And remember, we want to make you laugh, so come on out and enjoy live comedy anywhere you possibly can. Thanks for listening, guys, and now back to the show.
Hey, what's up? It's Elgin David, and you're listening to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show right here on, what are you, on a computer, laptop, iPhone? I don't know. Keep listening.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show.
And now, for your dining and dancing pleasure, some international and domestic news you may or may not believe. It's Straight from the Headlines with Dougie Almeida.
Yeah. Welcome back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show, and it's time for Straight from the Headlines, where we hear stories from around the world and make fun of it. That simple.
It's just kind of cruel.
Well,
I never said that, you know, but I do want to say that to you. You know, I'm part of this charade, man. We make fun of people who have some bad fucking shit.
Yeah, but there's some of these people have it coming.
They do. Never mind.
I think people need to be called out for their stupidity.
Ah, never mind. You're right. Fuck them.
And then when we get, even myself, if somebody do something stupid. You know, I remember when I was in college, I met this chick. Her name was Gina Urso. She was from Patchogue, Long Island. One of the first girls I had sex with my freshman year in college. Very, very like sexy woman, dark hair. And she was the kind of chick. I remember we're hanging out one time. She tripped walking up like the steps of Flagler College, like where we're going somewhere.
What an idiot.
She tripped, like, and then she started laughing her ass off, like she was on the ground laughing and just laughing at herself. I'm like, you're right. Yeah, she's like
banging their head.
Yeah.
Open.
Well, yeah. This happen often?
Yeah.
Here's a story: hit and run plumber's ashes flushed at ballpark bathrooms. New York. A New York City man is on a mission to flush the cremated remains of his lifelong friend, a plumber, down ballpark toilets around the country. Tom McDonald tells the New York Times that it's fitting tribute for Roy Riegel. The two baseball fans were childhood friends in Queens, not far from, wait for it, Flushing Meadows, where the Mets play. What a way to, not a bad little, get rid of yourself. Just
Flushing Meadows Park, that was it.
But you know what I mean? But you're a plumber, you're a big baseball fan, you want your ashes just to be flushed down every major league house. And, you know, like I thought, I mentioned this one before, like if I ever, you know, one of the ideas was to take my remains if I was to be cremated and ask to be sprinkled in front of the goal in Old Trafford where Manchester United plays.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Someone did have their ashes sprinkled on the infield at one stadium. I forgot who let them do that.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty fucked up, man.
Well, then if everybody wants to do it.
Yeah, but would you want to be a player?
You're sliding to catch a ball and you get, you know, Jonathan Smith up your nose.
Yeah, who wants that shit, man?
Well,
could be dangerous. I want to be in the ashtrays down at the Plaza Hotel or something. Those ashtrays in the front, people put their cigarettes out in.
Yeah.
And they just keep sifting cigarettes out of me and shit, and cigar butts.
Yeah, you want to be part of that?
Yeah.
I want to put out fires.
Yeah. I want to be.
That's what an old fireman should do. An old fireman should say, I want my ashes to go in ashtray so I can continue putting out fires long
after. You know what I want to do? Before I die, I'm going to convert.
Right.
I want to be on every forehead of every hot broad on Ash Wednesday.
Yeah.
My ashes on.
Only 38 double Ds.
Yeah, I want to walk around fucking my ashes on somebody's head for a day.
I'm sure you can find a priest that'll adhere to that.
Yeah.
Okay. Hi, Sister Sister Monique. Oh, give me the special ashes for Sister Monique.
Right.
You can even hear Peter Leonard going, here's a story. Twin sisters deliver baby boys on same day, just hours apart.
Yeah, but they gave birth to each other, which is even funnier.
In Bricktown.
Their husband, the fucking, they get it?
Brick Townships, New Jersey. Twin sisters in New Jersey have delivered babies on the same day. The Asbury Park Press reports 32-year-old fraternal twins Danielle Grant and Kim Abraham gave birth to baby boys on Friday. The sisters decided to have labor induced after their identical due dates of April 22nd had passed.
I think that's really cool.
All right? So then basically... Your
first cousin is your...
Your first cousin has the same birthday.
Yeah, big deal.
So everybody comes over somebody's house.
Yeah.
This isn't like you're trying to get in God's way here to make things better for yourself. Those kids are going to be cursed.
Yeah.
Just think about it. Those kids are going to end up being... by the way, there's a child. I won't mention any names, but there's a child of somebody we know.
Elgin?
No, there's a child, real child, like kid, little kid. And I swear to God... I just can't help but I just see this kid's going to be, like a Damien kind of, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? You can see it in the eyes.
Oh,
like,
absolutely.
You see photos of this kid and you're like, oh, you know.
No question. Listen, this kid who grew up in my neighborhood, this from a little boy, from he was a fucking, like 4 years old, he was just a hellacious piece of shit. The kid ended up in jail at 20 years old.
Saw that
coming. A Parkland kid. A Parkland fucking kid.
Hmm. You're right?
Yeah. So excited about it.
As long as you're not burping.
I did burp.
You did burp.
Well, that wasn't really a burp. I took some air. Listen, I need you to remember I told you I had like the separation of my rib cage up here? So I'm, you know.
It's just cartilage. It's, you stop trying to get me to feel your chest,
killing
Peter.
Killing me, man.
Peter has like
also down on my balls. I think I have a hernia.
Peter's
too.
Like, here, touch my nuts. I go, what's the matter? Because I got a pain in my chest. dispatcher heard snoring on a 911 call. Issue suspended is suspended for 6 days. Get some sleep, I'd hope.
Wait, what happened?
A dispatcher on 911, you know, an emergency 911 dispatcher, was heard snoring. You know, because they record those calls.
So during a call, the person fell asleep?
Well, I don't know if it's during, but I don't know, or the thing was just on and he had fallen asleep. Hello? My house is on fire. Hello?
Call Jimmy Johns.
And yeah, I'm at 4141 bit.
Right. Can you imagine how funny that is? Now, I will tell you, Hank Goldberg, WQAM, remember Hank Goldberg?
Yeah, that big guy.
Dude, he fell asleep during a break once. And they fucking let him go. They just let him sleep.
That was it?
And so they got him snoring. And Neil Rogers got a hold of it, and he would, he'd have a mock thing like, hey, I got Hank Goldberg in the studio. Hank, how you doing today? What's your, hey, did you watch the Heat game last night? What'd you think of that? And he just like Hank's snoring.
Cleveland. A Cleveland police dispatcher heard snoring on a recorded 911 call, has been suspended for 6 days. News says that Jasmine Thomas pleaded no contest to internal charges from the department's investigation. Local police union president Steve Loomis says Thomas is a single mother who was working full-time and attending college. Loomis says those aren't excuses, but the reality of the situation, Thomas' situation, and of concerns about her sleeping on duty have led her to change her lifestyle. She got rid of the kid. On one recorded call, Thomas answers, but no caller speaks. And then Thomas is heard snoring in another call about a burning stove.
The burning bush.
Thomas takes 10 seconds to answer and 40 seconds more to transfer to firefighters. Police chief declined to interview the Scotch. Don't bother me with that shit. All right. Hopefully, as long as nobody died on my watch, move on to the next, you know, issue. If you want me to worry about, you know, the wrong people getting beaten up or whatever, then, you know, you got to deal with the dispatcher every once in a while falling asleep.
You might as well, honest to God, open the fucking window and scream. Scream out the window. People are so afraid to scream out the window.
Yeah. Well, it could draw attention.
Yeah.
A court rejects German woman's demand for a hotel to ID her lover. Berlin, a court in Munich, has rejected a woman's legal bid to obtain the name of a man she spent 3 nights in a hotel with. You think in those 72 hours she would have picked up his name somewhere.
It was her father.
with 7 years ago, the woman gave birth to a son 9 months after the encounter and sought to force the hotel to reveal her lover's full identity.
Wow.
Let's just know him as the man in Penthouse D.
Mighty Mouse. Maybe it was like Clark Kent.
She wanted the man who she knew only by the first name Michael to pay child support.
Miguelito.
Judges rejected her request, arguing that it could unduly breach the privacy of four men with that name who were registered in the hotel during the period. The case was first published late Monday by the news. Yeah, well, listen.
Except
you want to get child support, it's good to know who you're banging.
Right, at least take their wallet.
Right.
At least like, drug them and take their Rolex and their cash.
Yes,
you're going to be fucking, if you're going to, listen.
Don't be such a rookie.
Yeah, idiot. Take lessons from that broad with the, the Rolex bandits. I hate people. You can't trust who the fuck you have a drink with anymore. I was talking to this chick. By the way, I think I started dating that hot redhead you see me with all the time. She dumped her boyfriend finally, so we're like.
What hot redhead?
Cindy, my friend Cindy. Do you want to go to all the events with me? The really pretty redhead.
Yeah. Really? Well, good for you.
Yeah,
it'd be nice for you to get a regular piece of ass again.
Just a good friend to you know, kiss and hug, man.
Yeah.
Seriously.
That's all you want, the cuddling stuff?
This. Yeah, I don't care about this sex anymore.
Yeah.
Listen, I've got no prostate. It's not a big deal.
All right.
If you want me to eat you, I do. But I still was talking to her, and she said that if she's out either alone or in a club, at a party at some bar, she orders a drink, she never puts it down, she'll take it to the bathroom with her. She orders, you know, and she rarely drinks out of a glass. If she has a beer, she gets a beer, she gets the glass, she doesn't put it down. She
said
she's been drugged, you know, and it's a bad thing, man.
She has been drugged.
Yep.
Wow.
She has been, yeah. And luckily her friends caught her like slurring and said, listen, this, and there was a guy who was hanging out with them and, you know, boom, they took her out and they took her hot, they pumped everything.
I think that happened to my wife a while back before we were married. Like her friend Lisa was with her.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden she was like this and she was on the dance floor. She was crying to me. So I was like kissing the guy on the dance floor. It's like back when we were dating. We're talking like years ago.
Right.
And she was like, she felt so bad. She was crying to me. Like, and just, her friend was like, oh, you know, she was dancing and, you know, and she came back. Next thing you know, she was like, looked, you know, pretty loosey goosey.
Yeah.
And her friend saved her. Like, that's a good time for, thanks, cock blocker.
Right.
Jackpot, icily moves in Alaska River in Nanana, Alaska. Alaska's favorite spring guessing contest has concluded. Nanana Ice Classic manager Sherry Fornes says ice on the Tanana River went out at 1 p.m. on Monday.
Yay, it's so exciting.
For contest purposes, that means the official correct guess for winning the annual contest is 12 p.m. Alaska Standard Time.
They take bets. They make bets on
when the ice is going to
break
up
that thing and
roll down the river.
What idiot stands there 24 hours a day to watch it to notify all the other
people? What else are you going to judge?
Can you listen? It could be 3 o'clock.
They're in Alaska.
Fucking morning, 3 a.m.
Yeah, but it's still light out there, isn't it? Like, do you get like 24 hours of sunlight and stuff like that for a
while? Not all year round.
The jackpot is $267,444.
I'd stay up all night for that.
Exactly.
You're not shitting me. I'd sit on the iceberg to let it break off.
That's a lot of seal blubber. Yeah, you get a bunch of fat guys. Hey, guys, why don't you grab those pogo.
Jump up and down.
Why don't you get those pogo sticks and right. join me over here. Right. The annual guessing contest started back in 1916. By the way, they said they should know the winner by the end of the week. It started back in 1916 when surveyors for the Alaska Railroad bet when the ice would go out.
It's very hard to tell who the winners are, you know, going through all those entry blanks with those big fucking mittens on. You know, you can't really.
Yeah.
That's why it takes a whole week.
And everybody signs it, fills out the paper with the mittens.
Right,
thousands
right.
of people now pay $2.50 for a guess. Organizers split the proceeds between payouts and non-charitable organizations.
Save the whale. Save the whales, man.
That's right.
Shoot the seals. That was the funniest line in a fucking Cheech and Chong movie. They wrote a song. It was different when they were doing it in a rock band. Save right. the whales. Shoot those seals. Save the whales. Shoot them seals.
Hey, speaking of animals, the world's last male northern white rhino.
My ex-wife? Allison Reichen?
No, this is the I didn't know there's only one left. The world's last male northern white rhino gets help from Tinder. You talk about a guy who, you know.
Oh, boy.
In Nairobi, Kenya, the world's last male northern white rhino has joined the Tinder dating app.
Here's the problem, dude. He swiped right and the phone broke. Yeah. That was it. How do you
He's
swipe
He's fucking
right?
up the cell phone.
Right. Anyway,
need a new screen. As wildlife experts make the last chance breeding effort to keep his species alive.
Bring in Oprah. Have a mulatto.
Yeah. Not so white tip.
Yeah. Huh?
Not so white tip, rhino.
Yeah.
I don't mean to be too forward, but the fate of the species literally depends on me, the rhino profile says. Has its own Tinder
profile page. I love
campaign called the most eligible bachelor in the world by Kenyan Wildlife Conservancy. And the dating app focuses on the rhino named Sudan. The 43-year-old and his last two female companions are unable to breed naturally because of issues that included old age. Must be the women then.
Small dick.
Yeah. Not big enough.
His dick. Have you seen the dick on him? I'm not going to fuck him.
Look at that. Any rhino whose horn's bigger than his dick is going to die a single man. $9 million. They raised $9 million. We partnered, blah, blah, blah. The plight that currently faces the northern white rhinos is a signal to the impact that humankind. Yeah, well, you know, what are you going to do? I mean, there's only so much room in the world for, like, you know, people. So
in the meantime, they fucking sawed his goddamn horn off for the ivory.
Yeah, for
you know, those fuckers.
Yeah.
He said, "Listen."
And our last story of the day. First nominee of 2017 for the Stepmom of the Year.
Uh oh.
Right?
Uh-huh.
Can only guess.
Ivanka Trump.
No.
I mean, what's her name?
I mean, come on.
Melania.
Boy,
that's some stepmother. How'd you like to have that be your stepmother?
Douglas, come in here. I want to talk to you. Okay, what's the matter? Well, I want you to sit on my lap. I'm 52.
Older than you.
Yeah.
I'm older than you, honey.
It doesn't matter.
Right.
First nominee for 2017 Stepmom of the Year has been announced, Trudy K. Richardson. Was in the passenger seat of a Pontiac Grand Prix early Saturday evening when the vehicle was pulled over by the St. Petersburg Police Department. The 55-year-old Richardson, the patrolman noted, was observed holding a blue glass marijuana pipe.
Oh.
Must be high if you didn't figure out to throw it out the window before you pulled over.
Yeah, so it smashes into the cop's car. Good idea.
She actually blamed the pipe being owned by her stepdaughter, who apparently was behind the wheel.
Uh-oh.
When Richardson spotted the officer, Gancia Martinez, standing next to the Pontiac, she placed her hand with the pipe in the front of her pants and proceeded to place the item inside her vagina.
Oh, boy.
Richardson Martinez added, was repeatedly instructed to stop, yet continued.
That's a real smoking gun, huh?
It's the first time a cop would say, hey, stop doing that. Stop touching yourself.
Right.
With regard to the pond pie, Bridges has subsequently said that she put it in my pussy at the request of her stepdaughter. My stepdaughter wanted me to put it in my pussy. I wasn't going to do it, but she told me to.
And it's only because I couldn't fit it in my ass.
Yeah, I tried that once. A remorseful Richardson spontaneously stated that she was so sorry for not listening and putting the pipe in my pussy, the pipe. Officer Martinez reported smelled of marijuana and contained burnt residue and a little fishy smell after. The search turned a second glass pipe in the car's console and two plastic bags containing marijuana remnants.
Remnants.
So.
That's where because that went up her ass.
Yes.
The weed went, oh, Jesus. I wonder if they ate the weed. Now, shit. I guess you could get them from masturbating in public or something like that.
Well,
can't you?
I don't know. Listen, they have weed. I don't know whether it's not criminalized a lot anymore. You can get caught with a certain amount.
Yeah, but not driving, I think. Now, yeah. You know what? They're going to have like these new laws now, I think, where like driving, instead of driving under DUI, under the influence. For alcohol, they do it for marijuana. They're going to have roadside sobriety.
You have a DWH, test, right. Driving while high.
Right. They're going to have a little thing you can blow into.
Yeah.
Imagine that. Some cop hands you the fucking thing, says, blow into this, and you take out your lighter and try to, try to light
like that,
it.
Like that old guy.
I
don't see
the bowl, man.
It's like that viral clip that went around this old guy. They pulled him over somewhere in Tennessee. Like he looks like, you know, like dude looks like 80-something years old. He's in there. And he's drunk as fuck, and they give him this breathalyzer thing to breathe in. He grabs it, he thinks it's a bottle, starts trying to drink it. Like, I'll take a sip. Anyway, that's all we have time for here on the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show.
What?
Yeah, that's it. I want to thank Peter Leonard, Mr. Steady and Reliable, here to join
pleasure.
Us today.
Last show.
And Elgin David's in L.A. But next week, guys, we'll be doing a best of week. So stay tuned for that. We'll probably re-push those out to you guys. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Wake Up Dougie. We have a fan page on Facebook, a Wake Up Late with Dougie Show, and that's where we always put the stuff on there in stories. But go to wakeuplatewithdougieshow.podbean.com, probably where you're hearing it. And by the way, be a patron. We got a couple people donating now, by the way. Our good listener, Lindsay, who's been in the comics here, donates $10 a month to the show. You could do that. You could donate $1 a month to help us, and that money goes straight to the pocket of these guys for gas money for coming to the studio.
I haven't seen one dime.
Well, only $10 has come in so far. I got to catch up on some bills.
Yeah.
Anyway, you can follow me on Instagram and on Twitter at Dougie Dangerous. Don't forget, I'm going to be at the Looney Bin in Little Rock this Wednesday through Saturday, and then, of course, the week after, I'm going to be at the Looney Bin in Wichita on the Thursday through Saturday next week. Go to DougieAlmeida.com for more dates. Peter?
You can actually follow me on Facebook on the Food for Thought Radio Show or tune in on Sundays from noon to 2 on www.900amthetalk.
There you go. Thanks again for listening, guys. And again, repeats next week. We'll be back with all new shows the week after. Take care, and we'll see you here at the same spot. Take care again.
Take it easy.
Yeah, take it easy.
People on the earth, can you hear me? Came a voice from the sky on a magical night. And in the colors of a thousand sunsets, they traveled to the world on a silvery light. The people of the earth stood waiting, watching as the ships came one by one. Setting fire to the sky as they landed, carrying to the world children of the sun. Children of the sun. All at once came a sound from inside. The beam of light hit the ground. Through the door to the world of another time. And on the journey of a thousand lifetimes.